Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hanging out at Hooters, guys. Mall of Georgia location. It's so good to run into so many of our cool listeners here at the bar. And we love this spot because, as we call it, the Taj Mahal Hooters. Easy to maneuver, easy to get in and out of. Great drink specials going on. Take care of Jamie if you're at the bar, by the way. Mike, dogs practice begin today. We're going to talk about it because the dogs begin practice for this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, I do want to tell you guys that if you thought Marcell Ozuna was getting traded, he's in tonight's lineup.
Wow.
Now, what that means for most people is if you're trading a guy before 6 o'clock tonight, you're not putting him in the lineup.
He's on ice, yeah.
You're not going to risk him. You're not going to play him. And according to reports, he is batting fourth in tonight's lineup. Now, that means Snit has already made the lineup card. Obviously, it's out. Mike, it just feels like nothing is going to happen as far as that trade with Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah, we got less than 2 hours for the Braves. I don't think anybody's going to take Iglesias. I don't know what you get for him. See, that's the thing. I mean, are we going to get more washed up or, you know, double-A pitchers who can't make it past double-A from other teams to come and do the same for us? I just don't know what you'd get for Iglesias. I thought you might get something from the Padres for Ozuna. But it seems like the Padres have already mortgaged enough of their future for the moves they've made. They needed catching help. They want to get some relief pitches. They've already made some moves. So I don't think they may not have anything. But either way, Ozuna batting fourth tonight. You could easily put Drake Baldwin in should something happen within the next 2 hours. But you're right. It's a bit curious. And again, because of the injury to the hip, a lot of people are feeling that it's maybe just not worth the rent a player, although he has shown some home run pop these last few games.
Yeah, and again, if you're going to say, understand where we are, Braves fans. I mean, again, it's an important day from the standpoint of if you wanted to move on from some contracts, but we're not trying to save money. That's not what we're in this for. We're already one of the top 10 teams, top 8 teams in payroll, whatever it is now. Mm. We're not looking to save. That's all you're doing when you're trying to move guys out. How do you get better for next season, Mike, and add to what this repertoire of maybe pitchers or hitters already is? And then maybe the plan the entire time has been, and we don't know, Ozuna could still get traded, as Mike said. But maybe the plan has been, Mike, we will just wait till the offseason to make the major moves that we feel like that need to be addressed. But I'm just telling you, covering baseball, guys are not in the lineup when they're getting traded. That just is rare.
So we'll see where it goes. But, I was hoping we could maybe get some pitching. I don't know where we're going to go with this, but Marcell Ozuna, the Padres are the only team I've seen anything linking the Braves to as far as a trade, and that seems to be maybe dying on the vine. Haven't heard anything about Iglesias. Sounds like to Pierce Johnson, do they have salary control? That's maybe now not negotiable for the Braves, so maybe it's going to be a great big nothing as far as moving at the trade deadline. And then the question is, if you're going to try to continue to stay out of the luxury tax, does that mean that you really would – Ozuna may sign for some, I don't know, 18 to 20 next year? And you're not going to get anything for him. That's the reason. Guys keep asking, why do you guys want to get rid of Ozuna? His contract is up.
Yeah.
Get something for him now. Yeah. It's the same thing we always use, the analogy of Al Horford years ago with the Hawks.
You hope to get something for him. I just, again, and maybe you're not getting anything in return on what you would like to get. So you just say, screw it, we'll ride this out. More on the Braves coming up. Grant's going to join us next hour. We'll recap all the big trades. None of them right now involve our Braves. So if you're wondering, that has nothing to do with us, but there have been some deals that have been done, and I think there are a couple of teams that did actually get better. Meanwhile, I do want you to hear Raheem Morris, because the focus right now is on this defense before we talk some dogs. And Raheem was asked today about the young defense and what he thinks so far.
But it's this battle in the trenches, and there's battles in the trenches that we all like to see, and I think it's stuff that you guys all like to see. And I think that's what you want. You know, like you're talking about a young defense that's going to be able to go out there and hunt, and you're talking about a young defense that's going to be able to go out there and show what they can do, not only talk about it. You know, like talk about it gets kind of old. You know, like that's kind of where I've been this whole offseason, this whole everything. And it's like I just can't wait to get out there and let these guys go.
Competitions. And that is going on right now on that defensive line. More on the Jalen Walker, and what we saw from James Pierce Jr. today, and our conversation with Kyle Pitts in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, let's talk some dogs. Well, Mike, college football's here because practice is underway in Athens. First day, practice began today, and the latest out of camp is apparently Kirby was asked about, you know, the run game. And Big O, I want to bring you in on this back at the studio because you were telling us this. And Kirby kind of hinted that their quarterback is going to help with this. And it would lead you to believe, since he hasn't named a starter, that Gunnar Stockton's going to be the guy. What was the quote from Kirby? What did he say? Paraphrase for me.
So basically someone asked him how they're going to improve the run game this year and using the new analysts they have, John Lilly and Phil Rosher, to help that out. And he's talked about how both of those guys have great ideas in the run game, but we also have a quarterback who allows us to do more. They both have been around systems that involve that. So that kind of lends you to believe that a quarterback that can do more to kind of help out in the run game, I guess, that kind of lends yourself to get the Gunnar Stockton. Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't named a starter, and, you know, you got to earn it, but we got to figure he's going to be elite. But he's not exactly, as they said in the Dog Nation article, I don't think we're talking about Lamar Jackson, but he can't pick him up and put him down. And he has a toughness physically. Don't want him out there taking some big hits either. But, you know, his game against Texas, against Notre Dame, I mean, I thought Notre Dame, I don't think there was that much to the game plan. I didn't like Bobo's game plan. Of course, Notre Dame had something to say about the game plan. They took away you trying to run the football in that one, too.
Yeah. Look, we think it's Gunnar Stockton. And while we're talking about Gunnar Stockton.
But you like Puglisi.
Well, I don't think he got a fair shot because I just felt like Gunnar was ahead of him in this process.
And if you've got one throw more than the other guy, you are the veteran.
So,
right? That's
it. You know, whether he is going to be eventually an opportunity to be better. Remember, they got this big five-star kid coming up next year, right, from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if Puglisi will be here. Here's the thing, though, Mike. Tell me in Georgia's first three games, Marshall, Austin Peay, and Tennessee. What do you need to see from Gunnar Stockton to feel good about the dog season? I'm just talking about the first three games. We get through three games. Marshall, Austin Peay, Tennessee. What do you need to see to feel good about Gunnar Stockton in the dog season?
Those first two games?
Three.
First three? I need six touchdowns, one pick, 62% completion. How's that?
Okay. See,
how's that?
Six touchdowns?
Six. Well, again, you better have two touchdowns against those patty cakes you're playing.
Marshall and Austin Peay.
You're going to beat Austin, then go beat his buddy Peay. So, yeah, I would like to see six scores, maybe have a pick, because you're going to let him throw the football.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would think if you're three games in and this guy doesn't have five or six touchdowns, something's wrong. With all those skill position players we've
agree.
Added,
I
transfer
agree.
Portal wide receivers,
yeah.
Depth at the position, Oscar Delp, receivers, I mean, up the yin-yang. Hey, look who just walked in. Guys, let's have a nice round of boos for Jerome, the Alabama fan.
Alabama! Boo. By the way, Jerome, the Alabama section is outside, sir. It's outside.
You by the dumpster.
Yeah, you need to go outside.
Yes, here's Jerome with his Roll Tide lid. What's up, big man? See what kind of crazy bet Carl's going to win this year.
You ain't lying. I can't wait to take his money again. What's up, Jerome? Hey, man, as we talk about the dogs, I'm with you. I think Gunnar Stockton, and look, some of you are like, oh, you guys are expecting too much. Too much.
What? This is it.
Too much. Marshall, Austin Peay, and Tennessee.
You're telling me it's too much to ask for six touchdowns in three games? If not, then you don't have the right quarterback. And by the way, you mentioned Jared Curtis. I mean, everyone's going to expect Jared Curtis to come in and play based on the five-star ranking.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody's going to want to hear this about him, because if you don't start him, he's going to split. I don't care what anybody says. The fact you got him for less than the market value – I'm not. Let's see what that is in a year.
I agree. I agree. And I know
nothing is safe in college football anymore.
Not once these commits are made and we know the portal is open. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you can answer that question at 404-726-0929. We're just talking about it. You can text us. Look, we're not putting extra pressure on Gunnar Stockton, but there is a point that, you know, three games into the season, if you feel really confident about the Dawgs winning a national championship, mm-hmm. you better be feeling really confident about the quarterback play. And how do you do that? You go crush Marshall. Let's be honest. You handle Austin Peay. Second half, he shouldn't even be in the game. And then you go handle Tennessee, who, right. again, are they going to be good? Yeah, but they're not going to be as good without Nico Iamaleava.
By the way, we were talking about this question the other day on the show, our show meeting, and Day goes, what do you need? Zach said, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, 60%.
That's right. It's just not wrong with that.
Off the top of my head, those are the numbers I was thinking of. But I just think, otherwise, you don't have the right quarterback. And you have these impressive, supposedly impressive transfer portal pieces that are better than anything you had. And everything you had last year couldn't catch the football. So you've got to be better. You remember Jahzir Jackson, Ja Jackson. Got arrested. This is back in early July. Pulled over. They said he was operating a car with neither his hands on the wheel. Kind of a red flag for Athens Clark County. And then they described a strong odor coming from the car. And eventually they found a black plastic bag that contained a, quote, green leafy substance. And unfortunately for Georgia fans, it wasn't artichokes. So they got him on that. Kirby says that any punishment will be handled internally. Says that, yeah, that Jahzir is disappointed with the decision-making process. But again, Kirby runs his unit. How he runs his unit,
this is true.
And he's not going to give you or the SEC or Northeastern elite writers any kind of pleasure about somehow he's going to suspend this kid. If he is, you're not going to hear about it.
No, we know that. And while we're talking about special kids in a different way, Mike, because David Pollack was on with the Steakhouse, go listen to that interview. He was talking about Elijah Griffin. He has a great relationship with the kid, but he was talking about how special he is and how special Pollack thinks he's going to be. Mike, comparing him to Jalen Carter, and if you're telling me that the Dawgs have another Jalen Carter, then they're back in business, because we know how dominant Jalen was at Georgia. But Pollack saying that today on the Steakhouse, I thought that was interesting. Look, I don't think it's any debate about the guys that are coming in. Next few years, with way Kirby's recruited again, you should be, again, not only at these skill positions in the offensive and defensive linemen, Mike, you just mentioned the quarterback. It's the one area, right, we keep talking about. Does he have the quarterbacks to take them to the next spot, the next level, and maybe make a run at a national title? But I find that interesting. I find it interesting that Pollack made this comparison about this kid, Elijah Griffin, to Jalen Carter.
And our buddy, you follow Rusty Manziel, by the way. He's got some good evaluations from what he's hearing about and the young defenders who are kind of asserting themselves. But that's great to hear from Pollack because, look, Dave knows it. Dave played at a heavier weight. He was almost 300 pounds. People don't realize how athletic he was as a three-time All-American. Never forget that play where he steals the ball down in South Carolina. Unbelievable. Remember Jill Arrington? What about that play by Pollack?
Yeah.
Well, his name is David Pollack. And soon everybody's going to know about him. Dave was truly, obviously, an amazing talent, knows the position. So that's great because that's what everyone at Georgia is looking for, man.
You're looking for those kind of guys. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters hanging out. Coming up, as we mentioned, more about training camp, what we saw today and what impressed us, and also our conversation with Kyle Pitts at 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for those who missed it. Mike's got some guy talk on the way. Come hang out, man. The bar is packed. As a matter of fact, Jerome walked in, and he's a regular, and he thought he was just going to be able to grab a seat. Bar is packed.
Right.
Go to the corner, Jerome. Go to the corner.
Just ran into a guy from South Georgia. Says he picked off Buck Ballew 3 times in his high school career. This guy right here.
Three
interceptions on Buck Ballew.
Wow.
That's hard to believe because Buck only threw it 4 times that season.
So that means he's got one completion.
He's got 3 picks. But anyway, no, he's a good dude, and Buck's a good dude, too. But, yeah, man.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some great folks over here at the bar. Our bartending crew's over here. By the way, look at our bartender. When is that baby coming, Carl? She's actually working. I think she's actually getting paid for two people right now behind the bar.
Yeah, I saw her when we were here Tuesday, and I asked her the same thing. I was like, what are you doing working? She's like, I'm working all the way up till this thing comes out.
Right.
I'm like, really?
The baby's going to come out. The doctor's going to smack the baby. The baby's going to say, you want that drink up?
Yeah, exactly. The baby's going to come out with a shaker.
Right.
All right, man, we're coming back. What we saw today at practice and what we didn't see. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.